Brian Finn has the business news.
Gavin, thank you. There was a near 6% increase in the number of jobs created by companies supported by the local enterprise offices last year. The latest figures for the network show 4 in every 5 of those jobs created were outside of Dublin. John McGee is chair of the network of local enterprise offices. Over 6,500 jobs created in total, John, with a good spread around the country. Was there a good spread of industries and sectors too?
There absolutely is, and we work with very small businesses from startup right the way through to up to 50 employees across a very wide range of sectors, Brian. And we've seen growth in the last year in food businesses, in engineering businesses, and in businesses working in renewable and sustainable energy. So we're absolutely thrilled with the jobs numbers this morning. 6,500 jobs created, 2,131 net job increase, and that is a very strong performance in 2023.
How is that explained, that difference between the gross number and the net number? There is quite a disparity there.
So that's easily explained. Typically, in any year, and in 2023, we had 204 companies that transferred from the local enterprise office portfolio to Enterprise Ireland, and effectively they will take all the jobs with them in terms of numbers. We will have had some companies that have ceased trading, and quite a few micro enterprises are short staff right now. We're at full employment, and very many small businesses are struggling to attract and retain the staff that they have.
Is that an issue for smaller firms attracting talents? As you say, there are skill shortages and labour shortages, so that must be impacting smaller and fledgling businesses.
Undoubtedly, the businesses that we deal with on a day-to-day basis are telling us that right now they're finding it really hard to hold on to the people that they need to hold on to, and that's a particular issue for micro companies because it's more difficult for them to hold on to the people that they need to hold on to relative to bigger companies. So that, along with a rising cost base, those are the two key issues facing micro enterprise sector.
That's the thing. There are cost challenges coming down the track. Is it possibly make or break a year for a lot of businesses that made it through the pandemic and were just about holding in there?
I don't think so. I think that the micro enterprise community that we work with, it's resilient, it's diverse, and it's innovative. It has shown over and over again the capacity to stay relevant, to adapt to evolving market trends, to adapt and remain competitive. And that is our key focus in 2024, is working with small businesses to help with that competitiveness piece, to help with that productivity piece. We have a broad range of supports that are available to micro enterprises, and we have consultants that we can work with the micro enterprise sector, small businesses throughout the length and breadth of the country. But bear in mind, there are 31 LEOs hosted by and part of the local authorities all over the country. And right now, we have a broad range of supports available to help micro enterprises with those conversations around competitiveness, around sustainability, around the need to think about digitalisation. So a lot of support out there.
Is inflation still an issue for companies?
Undoubtedly, the cost base is an issue for the micro enterprise community. That's why we're working with them really, really hard to help them think about competitiveness, to look at their cost base, to see where they can take costs out, looking at energy costs. Very, very small and simple things and changes can make a massive difference for a very small business.
Anyone setting up a business, they've probably heard of the LEO, but where would they find their local office if they need to go looking for
them? A huge amount of information on localenterprise.ie. You will find there are both the generic supports and indeed the contact for your local enterprise office.
John McGee, chair of the network of local enterprise offices, thank you very much indeed.